So this is a catch-all decade, a year-ender, decade-ender, and open-ended glance to the future. I'm going to impose some of my famous discipline on this segment, June. Someone has to say something. So let's dive right in. Person of the decade, June Thomas.
Person of the decade, I would say Dave Weiner, who invented podcasts, because podcasts have revolutionized my cultural intake this decade. Now I can listen to BBC shows and individual rants about television and all kinds of stuff that
and
would
us.
Not have been possible. And the fantastic Slate Gabfests.
I can't listen to them. Every idiot doesn't deserve a platform. Only select idiots. But I like that. That's very good. Dana, the decade, person of the decade.
You know, I wish I could be both as original and as forward-thinking and positive as June, but I think I have to go with George W. Bush. Mm. Sadly, I mean, when I really think about who turned us around since 2000 for worse and for worse, I've got to say Bush.
Oh, it's so dreary.
Right? I mean, how many times during the past decade did you just think, and it's all because of Bush? I mean, who knows to what extent that's also our own projection, our own pinning it on him or whatever, but I mean, that's a guy who changed history.
I agree. I think there's only one person, though, who adequately captures the spirit of the decade, which is the smugness of the stupid. It's just, they're always going to be stupid people. They're always going to be smug people. May the smug never be the stupid and vice versa. But this previous decade, the two went together beautifully. My person of the decade is Paris Hilton. She captures the inanity through and through. Person who never should have been a public figure was, in fact, quite a big one. On that note, the previous decade into the dustbin of history, let's look forward. Predictions. June.